Blackstone Audio presents Love Goes to Buildings on Fire, 5 Years in New York That Changed Music Forever by Will Hermes. This book is read by Adam Verner. For Anne and Gia. Preface. Beneath the post-war apartments and garden duplexes of Fresh Meadows, a neighborhood in Queens marked by a conspicuous shortage of meadows, there was a network of bomb shelters. They were constructed as part of the namesake housing development built by the New York Life Insurance Company back in the late 40s, and were accessible via doors in the apartment tower basements, if you had the key. My friend Chris's dad worked in the complex, so Chris had the key. In the mid-70s, when I was a teenager, the bomb shelters were our clubhouse. The bunch of us, all guys, hung out, smoked Marlboros and joints, drank Dr. Pepper and Bud Tallboys. We flipped through comic books, Mad, National Lampoon, porn, talked about girls, none would ever set foot down there, and marveled at the exploits of older kids, like Dave's brother, a pre-med Ivy Leaguer who had fallen into the barbecue at a family gathering while bombed on Quaaludes. We talked about the movies we loved, and we talked about music. We were obsessed with music. Sometimes, if the weather was nice, in summer, when dusk came late, we'd slip out of our houses after dinner and head for the roof of what we called the 13-story building. Due to superstition, many tall buildings do not have 13th floors. Their elevators have buttons for 12, then 14. This apartment tower accepted reality. I admired that.